Hey friends, well, here's another surprise story, surprise from God. I'm going to call it the Raging River Surprise. Sounds a little dramatic, but you'll understand it later. And so it's another instance of God surprising. He seems to have no problem surprising in any number of ways. Seems limitless in his creativity. And this was definitely a big one, a big surprise. So I'm here in Snoqualmie, Washington, visiting my parents, and the pastor of their church, Matt Varinella, is a good friend. And when Mimi and I have been here together, we've gone out for a meal with Matt and his wife. And so, you know, I'd said, hey, listen, I'd like to take you out for a meal. They were our missionary team retreat guests a couple of years ago as well. And so we set up for Tuesday, and on Tuesday I went and picked him up in a little town where he lives, Fall City. And so I picked him up and I said, well, you're gonna have to tell me where this place is. It was a restaurant, Eggs R Us, that we had gone to in the past. It was way up on the near the interstate. And I wasn't exactly sure how to get there, so I said, hey, you're going to have to, you know, guide me. How's the best way to go? And he said, hey, listen, we don't really need to go that far. Here in our town, there are a couple of good places for breakfast. And I said, well, fine. You know, main thing is a fellowship and a good breakfast, so let's go. So we go down the main street, and he points to a restaurant up ahead called the Raging River Restaurant, right across the street from the Snoqualmie River. And he said, that's a good place. I said, sure, let's go. So yeah, we went in to the restaurant, and we had ourselves a nice, typical, huge American breakfast. And so we just chatted and talked about the ministry. We talked about, you know, church issues and programs, evangelism, you know, various doctrinal things. And we were just talking away, the two of us, oblivious to anything else going on in the restaurant. And one of the things that we had been talking about for a little while was Matt had mentioned how he had been surprised at the what seemed like a relatively little response to the pandemic in terms of people turning to the Lord and becoming, you know, interested in spiritual things and having concerns about their souls and whatnot. And, you know, it was just surprising to him that there wasn't more turning to the Lord with such a global issue. And so, well, after it was over an hour that we were chatting, and we drank about as much coffee as we could handle, and I think we were probably within a few minutes of getting up, when this gentleman comes to our table. And he has a, you know, the protocol mask on, and I don't know how old he would be, maybe 40 or so. And he looks at us and he says, gentlemen, I just want you to know that I've been listening to your conversation, and I just feel like I need to cover your breakfast. I want to cover your breakfast. And so the two of us look at him like, what? You gotta be kidding. Sorry for the traffic noise. You got to be kidding. What in the world for? And he said, I just couldn't help it. I enjoyed hearing your conversation, and I think that's what I need to do. So I'm paying for your breakfast. And we said, well, thanks. I said, well, what's your name? So he told me his name. I'm going to use Alan for the story just for privacy's sake. It's very similar to that. And if you want to know the name later for prayer purposes, just ask me for it. I'd be glad to give it to you. But so he says, yeah, so he wanted to pay for our, we're flabbergasted, not really knowing. He just totally caught us by surprise. So I said, well, could I'd give you a book that I just published. I'd love to give you one, but they're not getting in until Friday. Would you mind giving me your address and so I can send it to you? And he said, yeah, sure, no problem. And so I gave him my phone. I'd opened to a notepad. And I said, well, could you just give me your name and address there. And so he starts writing on my phone, and we noticed very soon he was crying and he kept rubbing his eyes. And finally he just said, listen, I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I can't keep from crying. I just can't stop. And we looked at him and we said, wow, what's going on? What's wrong? And so I slid over and said, have a seat and tell us what's going on. What can we do? What's the problem? And so he begins to tell us his story. His mother had died several years earlier. His dad had died last year. A brother had died from COVID. There were some serious family issues. His business had tanked during COVID. And he was just absolutely, he was trying to keep his family all together, and he had kids, and it was just, I mean, he could hardly speak because he was crying over, you know, a tremendous number of issues. And we're like, wow. Well, I said, Matt, how about praying for him? And so Matt led us in a prayer, praying for God to bless him, to give him grace, strength, wisdom, to show him, you know, show him his power, and just to help him out. And so Matt prayed for a little while, and then when we finished, I said, listen, I've got one book, my only book, the published one. It's called Inner Peace. And I'm waiting for the others to get in, but I, just in case, for whatever reason, this address or whatever doesn't work or something, then let me just give you the one I have. It's in my car. And would you mind giving me your phone number so that I could communicate with you? And he said, yeah. So he had put his phone number on there. And so we all three walked out to my car, and I got the book, and I gave it to him. And we said our goodbyes, and he got into a truck. Oh, but previous to that, he said he lived near Pasco, which is somewhere east of here. And Matt said, hey, I have a friend in Pasco who would connect with you perfectly. He said, you guys would be great together. Could I tell him, could I give him your information so he can contact you when you get back? And he said, yeah. He said, sure, no problem. And so Matt said, good, I'll contact him today and give him your information. So with that, we said our goodbyes, and he got in a truck with a trailer, and he left. And Matt and I are standing there saying, what in the world just happened? Nothing like that had ever happened to us before. And it was so significant that right when we're talking about, you know, the very little response to a spiritual response to COVID, someone comes to us and just, you know, opens his heart, and he's so obviously been under conviction and touched by God and thinking about spiritual things. And so we don't believe he was saved just by his words, the way he expressed himself. We don't think he knows the Lord yet. So we were just like, wow, this is pretty awesome. The Lord sure knows how to surprise. And so we're praying for him and hope you will. And of course, looking back, we see, as so often happens, how the tiny, most insignificant decisions that we make turn out to be key elements in God's plan as he moves us through our day and wants to use us, because we were supposed to be at Eggs R Us. That's where I had planned on going. And it just, because of the little conversation and Matt's suggestion and looking at it and there being availability, that's where we were. And I had seen someone in the next booth. I didn't pay any attention to him, but it was obviously our friend Alan. And so if you'd like to pray for him with us, I've already gotten response from him from texting, And we just hope that he'll continue to pursue that urge or need that God has put in his heart for spiritual things, and that he will respond to the truth. So that was the Raging River Surprise. And thank you for praying for us as you pray for our ministry, even when we're on a visit to parents. You know, the Lord can use us, and it's all part of his answers to your prayers as you ask God to use us in his work. So praise the Lord for his wisdom, power, his authority, his tremendous love for people, and how he brought this man into our onto our path so that we could at least be a blessing to him right then, and hopefully ultimately see him come to the Lord, come to know the Lord. So God bless you. Goodbye. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Take care.